2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Oh, Dave has just been chomping at the bit to talk about this story. Some students at UVU say they're going hungry, so UVU is offering them some emergency scholarships to help them eat. Dave loves it.
Food scholarships. I mean, honestly, I could not believe this story when I heard it. I heard it on Jeff Kaplan's show, and I just couldn't wait to talk about it on today. This is the report from Todd Fuchs that got me all fired up.
Utah has hungry college students. Todd, they're doing something about this.
Yeah, that's why ramen is kind of a thing, Jeff. A recent study said that half of kids at Utah Valley University went hungry at some point during their studies. Now UVU Dean of Students Alexis Palmer says they've started emergency scholarships to give to people who can't pay their bills.
If you're not able to get the food that you need or the sleep or you're living in an unsafe housing condition, how are you going to be able to succeed in an academic classroom?
And we're going to talk to Alexis Palmer next segment, so I'm very excited. But Debbie, this is why I'm bothered by this story. Jeff's very first thing, there's hungry college students in Utah. Duh. Of course there's hungry college students in Utah. It's the rite of passage. It's what happens. It's because we no longer get to go to the pantry, open it up, and there's all this food from our parents.
I'm excited to talk to Utah Valley University in the next segment because I have lots of questions about this. What's the checks and balances? How do I know they didn't take that scholarship and go to the McDonald's drive-thru or Chick-fil-A with it? What kind of food are they eating, and who's paying for this? Let's delve into some more of those details. And I wouldn't mind taking some phone calls. We've had such a packed show today that we really haven't given you your turn to talk. And I love that I practice fairness on this show. Unlike Dave, he just wants to do all the talking for all of us. Right, David? 801-575-7668. You're going to have to weigh in kind of quickly on this as we talk about it, because we want to know, do you love it? Or do you hate it like Dave? The idea of a food scholarship. Again, 801-575-7668. Those phone calls in the next segment.
And this all really came from a new study that reported that 10% of UVU's student body had gone without food for a day or longer. That 51% of students experienced hunger. Like, seriously, 51, that's it. 17% would go without food for days.
Okay, now, back up. So, 1 minute, Dave. The first detail you read was what?
10% of the student body.
Have what?
Have gone without food for a day or longer.
Do you know what I call that in my house?
What's that?
A diet.
It's called a good diet. Like healthy intermittent fasting.
How hungry did you go in college?
Oh, way hungry. Of course.
You eat all the time. I cannot keep you fed. I pack up entire pails full of food. Usually fruits and veggies.
Do you have any more, Deb? You have some cookies in there your purse?
I walked out in the break just a while ago because I was famished. And I said, I'm going to go get a little snack. And Dave's like, what you got?
What you got in there?
Bring it back. So you're a big guy and you eat a lot. You went hungry. Yeah. You felt like you went hungry a lot.
Well, it's for a few reasons. Number one, I didn't know how to feed myself. I didn't know how to feed myself on a budget, so to speak. It was something that I was used to eating well. And my parents, so mom did all the shopping. She spent all the money. So I was used to eating a certain way. Well, when I went to college, I couldn't afford to eat that way anymore. I couldn't have pork chops. I couldn't have steak. That was just too expensive. So I had to learn how to eat on a budget. And when I was going hungry, it's because I had spent money at McDonald's. I spent $10 at McDonald's.
It's not my fault, David.
No, not your fault. Totally my fault. So the idea that UVU is providing scholarships, food scholarships for kids that are hungry, and you look at the numbers, UVU is an enormous university. It's the largest university in the state of Utah. Enrollment, 37,000 students.
But a lot of those are online students, Dave. It's not like when you and I went to college where they're all showing up at campus. A lot of them are online students.
Not, I wouldn't say the majority. It's a huge campus.
Living at home. Maybe they still have access to mom and dad's fridge.
So many live in BYU housing. That's where I lived. I went to UVU. So I know the landscape. I know the number of people that are there. It's a huge campus.
So the question is, how will students qualify for this new scholarship? How much will it cost? Here's some more details on that new scholarship at Utah Valley University as we wait to get your calls. 801-575-7668. Do you care about this program? Or do you like it? Or do you hate it? They'll be able to receive between $50 and $500. Dave, that's just not a lot of money to get worked up over there. just settle down over there, my friend. $50 and $500. What's that really going to buy?
Well, we're looking at a $60,000 that has been raised.
But it's donated funds. So yeah. Why do you care?
Because I think the irony here for me is you've got an educational institute. Your very job is to educate kids, and by just giving them money because they're hungry is not educating them. You can eat for cheap. You can go online and find thousands and thousands of blogs and videos about how to eat on $3 a day. There are a million blogs out there, Debbie, of how to eat healthy and how to eat cheap.
I don't need a blog. I just go to my refrigerator. And you know what I cooked for you this week that I haven't brought in? I cooked in a fresh batch of pinto beans for you and chicken that cost me $3, Dave, for an entire batch of chicken I can bring in.
That's
for the
amazing.
Whole week. I'll feed you and me, my friend.
Yeah, and that is going to be terrible food. I don't want to eat
it. Some salsa on it that cost me $1 at the grocery store.
What I'm saying is you can feed yourself for cheap. You may not like it, but it's healthy. It's caloric. You're going to be fine. We're going to talk to UVU about this food scholarship coming up next.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. Dave and DeGenovic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Chew on this for just a moment. Utah Valley University offering scholarships for food insecurity. Too many kids going hungry, so you can get between a $50 and $500 scholarship to feed yourself.
If you can't afford food to stuff in your face, you cannot afford college. You don't need a scholarship. You need to learn to eat on the cheap. We ask for your phone calls.
Hi, I just wanted to leave a quick comment about the food, the hungry students at UVU. I survived as a single mother going to college, living off of apples and oatmeal, $5 a week to get you a whole sack of apples, and depends what brand you like. I like the Quaker brand, not the cheap brand. That's like about $3 a week for a box of oatmeal. So if anybody could do it, someone supporting a family that has no money to feed herself could do it, and I think they're fine without scholarships for that. Put it towards education.
That's a single mom with kids feeding the kids on the cheap. She called back. She wanted to add a little something else.
Okay, actually, peanut butter with apples or peanut butter with oatmeal is what I use because they did need protein. So you could manage that. You could survive and have enough energy and not be malnourished.
Apples, oatmeal, and peanut butter. That'll get it done.
You could just do what I did. You just steal food from your roommate. And then they move out at the end of the semester and you never hear from them again. Let's get UVU's Associate Vice President of Student Life and Dean of Students, Alexis Palmer, on the line with us live. Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning.
You heard from that mom. Hopefully you heard that phone call. She just called in and said if she could do it, anybody could do it. She's a single mom feeding her kids on just a few bucks a week. So why offer these scholarships to students at UVU?
Well, the scholarships are for emergency funding, and they're offered between $50 and $500. We received some donations to be able to provide the funding. And it's for students who are just maybe facing some other difficult barriers, whether it's an insane amount of medical bills that are coming through because of some issue that's happened, or other logistics and barriers that have just gotten in the way of them being able to be successful and to be able to pay the bills that they need to pay. So we believe that that $50 to $500, what we found is that's about the difference of what students need to be able to kind of make it to that next month.
Alexis Palmer is Associate Vice President over Student Life and Dean of Students at Utah Valley University. I am a Utah Valley University person. I went there probably far too long, but I love my experience. But I also was a starving college student. But honestly, Alexis, when I look back on it, it's because I had very poor habits. I ate out way too much. I went to way too many movies, and I went on way too many dates. I look at college kids, and I think it's not so much they're hungry. It's they're hungry because they're prioritizing other things before food.
And absolutely, that might be the case for some students. But the students that we're talking about are students that we see often in our office who really are facing significant barriers in their life. And it's not about them using their money unwisely, or they're going on too many dates, or living the lifestyle you lived, Dave, during that time.
Yeah.
it's about students who really are experiencing significant life, money, and logistic barriers that are really difficult to talk about. Everything from mental health, stress, anxiety, and depression to like I mentioned before, medical bills, family issues that come up, providing care for an elderly parent. Those are all the types of logistical issues we're talking about and the barriers that those students are facing.
I want to put this in context for our listeners. This is not taxpayer money, from what
Correct.
I understand, that's being
Correct.
Used. This is all done through donations, $60,000 worth of donations.
Yes.
But how will you oversee the program to make sure that the money is being appropriately used to buy food, Alexis?
That is a great question. I'm glad you asked that question. We actually have an application process that students have to work through, and there are some specific issues that we do have to address related to financial aid. So we work closely with our financial aid office to make sure that they have applied and received the appropriate aid for their situation. And in the application process, there are specific questions that ask about their financial circumstances, as well as other issues that they're facing during this time. And then we have a committee that reviews those applications and a rubric that they use to determine how much funding that they will receive between that $50 and $500. And it's one time. So this is not something that's ongoing. It's just one time. And in addition, we ask questions about other resources that they might have. So then we connect them with maybe our Money Management Resource Center at the Woodbury School of Business, or we connect them with our food pantry at the Center for Social Impact, or we connect them with a club. Maybe it's some social interaction that they're looking for as well. So we connect them with a club, or with one of our crisis therapists and student health services. So it's not just about the money. It's also about connecting the students to the right resources to provide that exceptional care and ultimately to help them complete and graduate from UVU.
I really like that, because I almost found it ironic that here's an institution all about education, and so many times the education of practical life, of how to live and feed yourself and live within your means, is kind of lost on college kids because they're so used to living a certain lifestyle. And I understand, and I have no problem with people that have extenuating circumstances. But when I saw this this study that came out and talking about half the kids are going hungry and 6,300 go without food for days, I look at that and I think, this is not the extenuating circumstances. This is habitual problem for college kids. They don't know how to feed themselves. And when they do, they go about it all wrong. They eat out way too much and they splurge on things they shouldn't. I just always think it's funny when I hear hungry college kids. I'm like, that's part of learning how to live within a budget.
And I'm happy to report that we actually have several programs on campuses and resources to help students with that. Through our Student Life and Wellness Center, we have our wellness programs, which focus on wellness education. So they have weekly workshop opportunities for students. We actually have a kitchen located in our Student Life and Wellness Center where students can come and learn about how to make healthy food options with a budget. And it could be everything from budgeting dinner or lunch based on the resources of the food that you have available. Our Center for Social Impact through our food pantry, they also do those types of recipe cards, budgets to be able to help students look at more creative and healthy ways to be able to feed themselves.
Alexis Palmer, Associate Vice President of Student Life, Dean of Students at UVU. Thank you so much for jumping on the line with us today, talking about this new scholarship program that UVU is offering, $50 to $500 for food scholarship for students who are hungry.
Yeah, and I love my experience at UVU. I just absolutely loved it. It was great. It's grown to a crazy number right now. It was about 20,000 enrollment when I went. It's up to 37,000. But very fascinating. This is a problem I think a lot of schools deal with. Kids that are leaving home for the first time, they're trying to figure out budgets and needs and wants and balance all these things. So the food scholarship...
Did she convince you?
The way she described it is very interesting. It sounds like it's being done well. This is my concern, though. Are we doing a good enough job as parents of getting our kids ready to have a real-life adult experience? And that includes eating healthy, but eating on the cheap.
All I could think this morning as we're getting ready to run into the studio is thank goodness for electric scooter haters, because what they had to say before the Salt Lake City Council last night was priceless. I want you to hear it. You've got to hear it. And we're going to ask the question, do rentable e-scooters make our city sidewalks look trashy?
Dave and Dujanovic. Later today, Jeff Kaplan reports on the news.
An overnight rescue mission on the Great Salt Lake.
And he talks about the news.
Tragedy was averted in the dead of night.
3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.